Ready?
Ready.
It's time for Fairbanks Foodies, a look at everything food-related in Fairbanks. Fairbanks Foodies is brought to you by Hoodoo Brewery, Bobby's Downtown, Quality Food Sales, and the Fairbanks Community Food Bank. Now here's your foodie host, David Pruse.
Good afternoon, Fairbanks. Welcome to Fairbanks Foodies. It's a show that here in Fairbanks that is locally produced. And we talk about food in Fairbanks, restaurants you can try, menus to create, dishes at restaurants to go see, and also events that happen here in Fairbanks. And I have in the studio with me here on this Saturday, Olivia Dowling. How are you doing?
Doing fantastic. How are you, David?
Doing great. And you're putting on one of the biggest foodie events. Well, one of the biggest events in the state of Alaska in one day. But this is a big foodie event. We're pre-recording this. This airs on Saturday at 1 o'clock. So Fairbanks, if you're listening to this, you have the opportunity to go down to the Midnight Sun Street Fair?
Yep, the Midnight Sun Festival from noon to midnight today, Saturday, June 24th. And there's something for everyone down there. There's fantastic food, which you'll hear more about. There's awesome vendors and three stages jam-packed of performances today.
I'm looking at your food vendors. Oh, my goodness.
I know.
You got four streets.
Mm-hmm.
So you have a lot of room.
Yes, definitely. Although I wish we could jam pack it full of food, but there's actually only certain areas that most of these food vendors can be in for electricity reasons. So you're very familiar, I'm sure, if you've been to the Midnight Sun Festival before. The Big Rays parking lot is one of our main food courts.
Yes.
And it's filled with awesome familiar faces and a good handful of new ones this year. And then the Spring Hill Suites parking lot, that also has food. And then also by the Lavery Transportation Center on 2nd Avenue, there's food there this year too.
So that's not including all the food that's downtown already, because they're going to be open for business too.
100%. And that's one of the main reasons that we decided to keep the festival on a Saturday as opposed to a Sunday, because we want to show all of the local love and encourage folks to go to the brick and mortars downtown on Saturday.
So this is like the food Super Bowl of Fairbanks.
It certainly feels like it.
Well, I'm looking at the list. And I haven't counted it, but I would say somewhere between 35 and 40 food vendors.
Yeah, this year we have over 50 food vendors. And last year we were right at 30, so we almost doubled our food this year. So there is something for everyone here. We have fantastic food like Tiki Pizza Alaskan Grill that does like reindeer hot dogs.
Mm-hmm.
Lots of barbecue this year, and everyone's favorite, the flavored popcorn.
I separate it into two sections.
Yeah.
Stuff I can shop and take home,
mm-hmm.
Stuff I'm going to eat on site. So let's look at the stuff I can take home.
Yes.
Alaska Nut House, sweet and savory roasted nuts.
Yeah. So they do like the candied pecans. They're fantastic on a salad. So they're great too. They're coming up from Anchorage, I believe.
Delightful fudge.
Yes, Kansas makes some amazing fudge. I would even dare say it's delightful fudge.
Fox Sauce LLC, Casey, handcrafted barbecue sauces and seasonings. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, and if you've had Fox Sauce before, you know that it is phenomenal.
Now, this one goes both ways.
Mm-hmm.
Jazzy Gourmet Popcorn, you can package it to take it home or eat it as you walk around.
Yes.
You can go both ways with that.
Yeah, and his flavor combinations are incredible. When I was there one time talking to him during last year's Midnight Sun Festival where I first met him, he was like, okay, are you brave? And I was like, of course I'm brave. And he handed me a pickle-flavored popcorn and a hamburger-flavored popcorn. And he was like, eat them at the same time. And
yeah.
I have to say, I bought both bags. It was so good. Yeah. Not something that you would think of, but phenomenal.
Sub-Zero Freeze Drying. Freeze-dried candies, organics, bite-sized freeze-dried pet treats. So take that home.
100%. 100%. And my favorite hack for the festival is go with a buddy or two, order one of something and split it up. So that way you can try so many different things because there's so many good things to try. I always hate to miss something that I wanted.
Then you have the fudge pot. There you go. More fudge.
Yeah, I can't go wrong. And their coffee is phenomenal over there, too.
You ever notice how Alaskans, we like our candy, we like our ice cream, we like our coffee?
We have to get that winter layer on. You know what I mean?
Season their ice cream, candy, and coffee.
Yeah, staple.
Yeah, and boy, the fudge pot, they do a great a great chocolate, a great fudge.
Yeah,
service.
And I don't know if you've been there recently since they remodeled, but it looks so amazing. If you haven't been, you have to go. It looks great.
You know, I was sitting there, and I had a nice seat of the park across the street, and I was having a great peanut butter and jelly sandwich, some fudge and some chips, and a Coca-Cola.
Sounds like the dream day
and
in downtown.
I was just in heaven. Yeah, you know, how often do you get someone to make you a peanut butter and jelly sandwich?
Yeah, and I mean, you can't go wrong with peanut butter and jelly.
I know, I know. And then you're looking at this more of these things and Sipping Streams Tea Company, so.
Yeah, Jenny does awesome work, like award-winning. I believe she's nationally, if not globally, known for her tea, so she's definitely someone to go see.
Jams, jellies, and things.
Yeah, they've done quite a bunch of switch up this year. So they actually have a food truck that they're bringing this year. So that is going to be new to the festival. Last year, I believe they had a booth, and they've always been wildly successful. So I'm super excited to see a local business grow as well as it has. And I've loved seeing their evolution through the Midnight Sun Festival.
My goodness. You know,
I know there's so much food, it almost is like jaw-dropping.
Borealis Candy Bouquets.
Yeah, they do bouquets of candy, like lollipops, and they're stunning. They are very beautiful, and you can catch those guys over in the Mount McKinley Bank parking lot.
Mm-hmm. And then the final one of this section is Northern Freeze LLC, freeze-dried candy, fruit, and vegetables.
Yeah, they're
second freeze-dried one.
Yeah, yeah. They're on opposite ends of the festival, but if you haven't tried freeze-dried candy, it is an experience for sure worth trying. And their freeze-dried fruit, if you're looking for something that's a little less sugary, the freeze-dried fruit is a great alternative.
Then Goldie's Alaska, two locations.
Goldie's has two locations this year. So one in Golden Heart Plaza and two on 3rd Avenue by Lycan or the Nearland Building. So, yeah, they're going to be our cap on 3rd Avenue and then in Golden Heart Plaza.
A great, great business plan with it, what Kara does and her family. Just very good. And also, you got to give a shout out to LaBelle's Tap House there. She really opens it up and serves a lot of suds, you know, for people.
Yeah, Arlette is phenomenal. And she always, I talked to her very early in the year to tell her about the Midnight Sun Festival, and she's always super excited. And I always love it when they pull their patio to the front, too, because, like, it's the perfect place to watch the stage and, of course, people watch. I love people watching at the festival. So I'm always super, super excited when the businesses downtown really embrace the festival.
Then we go to the food side, and a lot of barbecue this year. You got Big Daddy's Barbecue, you know, Jen over there, brisket, ribs, pulled pork, slaw, beans, either your traditional stuff, some wings.
Yeah, can't go wrong. And they're in their historic spot right on the corner, like by Lavelle's Bistro.
Yep. Then here's one for you. What's in a name? Stuff Your Face.
Oh, Brandy, she is fantastic, and she's local. She does funnel cakes with various toppings, so it was like a perfect fit for this year's festival.
And then finally, you know, out of 32 restaurants, Thai food restaurants, we have Simply Thai.
Yes, Simply Thai. They're coming out this year, and then also Bon Thai is coming out this year in front of their restaurant.
Okay.
Yeah.
Then here's one that really gets me. Tiki Pizza Alaska Grill, you know, burgers, sausages, crab cakes, fries, drinks, you know, your Alaska standard.
Yeah, they have a reindeer dog that is amazing. You can't go wrong. And if I'm remembering correctly, I think that they also have a macaroni and cheese reindeer dog, which I didn't have. My fiance did, and he said it was life-changing.
So this is my schedule. You know, Fairbanks, this is an 1 o'clock airing. I'm going to be down there about 12:30 to 2. Then I'm going to come back from like 7 to 9, try more food, digest, go home. You know, I walk downtown. I live downtown. I'm going to walk over the Centennial Bridge, start eating, watch a few things with the dog. He'll eat a few things. Then we'll go home by about 2:30, nap from the digestion.
Yep.
come back over, have some beers, eat more, see more people, And just have a blast.
That sounds like the dream day. And you'll definitely get your steps in, especially if you live downtown or nearby and walk to the festival. And this year we're doing a bike valet with fast planning. So it works like a traditional coat check. So if you want to ride your bike down, like if you don't live downtown, but it's a reasonable bike ride away, then come down. And if you go to the Lavery Transportation Center, it's like a coat check. They'll give you a number. And whenever you're ready to leave the festival, you come back and they'll give you your bike back. Right. And it's a secure location in there.
User-friendly. That's great to hear.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have the Chowder House.
Yeah.
The Chowder House.
And
Chowder.
I love it when local businesses come out. I am always thrilled to see businesses from the Valley and Anchorage come, but there's always a special place for the local businesses, too, because it's exposing them to people that maybe don't know about them yet, or like just seeing the Chowder House or some of these other folks in a different setting is just refreshing.
Here's one. Latin goodies.
Mm-hmm.
Elephant ears, Puerto Rican sandwiches. I got to try a Puerto Rican sandwich.
Yes, you do. And the elephant ears are phenomenal, too.
You know, we got Puerto Rico during the Spanish-American War.
Mm.
That's how we got Puerto Rico. Hmm. So they have a very good influence of European cooking.
Yeah.
They really do.
That's awesome. That's awesome.
And then we have back to Chinese, wok and roll.
Yes, love wok and roll. Their Chinese food is amazing, and their egg rolls are phenomenal.
An interesting one with Roaming Root Cellar. They have a little bit of everything there.
They do. And if you're familiar with Roaming Root, they have like a grocery store aspect to it, but also like local artisans, local goods. So I'm always really happy to see Erica come down. And I believe she's planning on bringing a fridge and a freezer this year for some cold food to store down there, too.
Then here's another good one, Fuse Asian.
The noodles, good. The firecracker
teriyaki
shrimp.
Chicken noodles, beef pepper noodles, chicken pot stickers, firecracker shrimp.
Oh, man. I'm like, it's hard to get through this without eating.
I'm drooling.
Next year, we're bringing samples.
Yeah. I like how you think. And I'm holding you to that.
Yes.
We're going to have them in here giving us samples.
I'm sold.
Then here's one. What's in the name? Julie's Delicious.
Must be delicious.
Chicken teriyaki hot dog stuff. Arapa, which is chicken and cheese. Mangonada and pina colada.
Yes, the pina colada on a hot day during the festival. Chef's kiss. Can't go wrong.
Then we go into ice cream, Garrett, 40 Below Dippin' Dots.
Yeah, Dippin' Dots. That is one of my favorite foods. I remember when I was young at the fair always getting Dippin' Dots. So when Gary reached out and said he wanted to be a part of this year's festival, I was excited, elated even.
What's in the name? I like this one. Las Delicias de Maria.
Yes.
When you have your own first name in the name of the food company, it's going
to
be good.
Amen, because you have to stand behind it. Yeah, and her chorizo is so great, like amazingly good.
Colombian empanadas, fried crunchy corn flour dough filled with marinade chopped beef accompanied by mini toppings. She's got kebabs, grilled chicken, beef, pork. Oh, my goodness.
Oh, man.
Here's a fun one that you can take home I didn't bring up. Talkeetna spinach bread.
Oh, man, one of my favorites. Like, I think it was 2021 when they reached out about coming up for the festival, and I think it was their first time coming up. And I just about passed out because I love the spinach bread. It's so amazing. And the rhubarb crisp. Oh, if you haven't had it, it's a must-have for this year.
Soulgate Restaurant. They're going to be down here.
Yeah. Another great local company. Their bulgogi is so good. And also, their actual restaurant location, amazing.
Donuts.
Yeah, they do the
what's
little.
What's in a name? Yeah,
right. They do the little donuts, and they have powdered, and I believe they have apple cinnamon donuts too. But those are very mobile and very shareable too. They come in a little bag, and I think there's at least 10 in a bag. But they're little bite-sized donuts.
The She Shack.
Yes, the She Shack. So like gyros and the cheesecake stuffed strawberries. Oh my goodness.
And you have the Alaska Soda Jerk in there.
Yeah, they're always a fun party. Like, it's amazing to see them set up because we set up the festival. We mark the spots the night before that Friday. But Saturday morning, we're there bright and early at 7 a.m. And they are, too, because they have quite the setup. But they're so much fun. Their personalities, they're always singing and playing music. So they're a great person to have at the festival. And they're right in the middle this year.
And Tacos del Norte.
Yes, another favorite. So that carne asada, the elote is so good.
And we have Nokie's Bee's Cajun Faves.
Yeah, the gumbo, the pool boys, the boudin bowls. You cannot go wrong.
The spicy pork butt nuggets.
That's got to be a try this year for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Then we're back with frozen smoked barbecue.
Yeah, Ted, he is bringing a huge trailer this year, and he is doing like a custom-ish menu for the Midnight Sun Festival. So his menu is all going to be solstice themed, which I thought was a really, really neat thing. And his menu just goes on. It's pulled pork, brisket, ribs, pork belly, smash burgers,
giant nachos. Yeah, mac and cheese. Catfish.
I cannot wait to try the catfish.
Chicken wings.
Yeah, I used to live in Austin, and catfish was a staple.
Now, here's one for you. Yukon John's pork rinds.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Then we go back to Smokehouse Barbecue.
Yes, the turkey legs, the cowboy fries at Smokehouse. Haley does a great job over there.
This is one I always have to have. It sounds stupid, but corn diggity dogs. Oh. I love a homemade corn dog.
Me too. And they're so creative.
Ultimate fair food, yeah.
Yeah, they're so creative. I had one when they were parked at Black Spruce Brewing the other day, and it was a corn dog with a pickle spear battered with a peanut butter dip. And my fiance and I shared it, and it sounds out there, but the combination and the creativity they have was so good. And he's local too, so I'm really excited to have corn diggity dogs this year.
M&T Vietnamese food. Oh.
Yes. My favorite thing to get there is the smoothies.
Now here's the next one I gotta have. Grandma's Genuine Navajo Tacos.
Yes.
I love the Navajo taco.
Yeah, the like breading that they have on it is so unique.
Yeah. Then you have both Bon Thai and Soba.
Yep.
Down there. And then the Gigi Max of fresh macarons.
Yes. Oh, my gosh. 10 flavors this year. I'm super excited.
Fairbanks, we're going to take a moment here to go eat something. I mean, to have a commercial and hear from our sponsors, and we'll be right back.
Yes.
Hoodoo Brewery. Sure, you grab a cold one after work with your friends and coworkers in the amazing beer garden. Or maybe fill up the growler on the way home. Hoodoo Brewery. Some of the finest beer in all of Alaska, right here in Fairbanks, right in the heart of downtown. Now you can order your beer online at hoodoobrew.com or sign up for a tour of the brewery. Score some cool Hoodoo swag and support your local beer meisters. That's Hoodoo Brewery, a strong supporter of Fairbanks and local events, large and small. Hoodoo is always there with a cold one just for you. Hoodoo Brewery.
At Bobby's Downtown, we are more than a Greek restaurant that offers fine dining. It's our way of life. And we invite you to come in for lunch, dinner, and late night. We are proud to call Fairbanks home, and we love using locally sourced ingredients in our traditional Greek and American dishes. So come in from the cold and warm up at the bar with a heated handrail and enjoy a glass of wine from the always expanding wine selection. We hope to see you soon at the always non-smoking Bobby's Downtown on the corner of 2nd and Barnett.
It's great to be able to enjoy our favorite local restaurants once again. And you can thank the folks at Quality Sales Food Service. Even during the toughest of times, they were making sure local eateries had the food and supplies needed to keep their businesses open. Quality Sales Food Service, Interior Alaska's number one food supplier, teaming up with Gold Bond Marketing, have allowed them to buy in volume and keep prices low, which helps keep your dinner costs low as well. That's Quality Sales Food Service, the food suppliers for your favorite restaurants. Online at qualitysales.net.
Do you have a little or even a lot of time to share? You can help with the Fairbanks Community Food Bank. Call 45-SHARE and get on the schedule. The Fairbanks Community Food Bank collects and redistributes food through many programs, including food boxes, bone builders, and agency shopping. The Fairbanks Community Food Bank, helping to ensure that no child in the Tanana Valley will go hungry. Call 45-SHARE to volunteer to help now at the Fairbanks Community Food Bank, providing food for hungry people without charge. This message brought to you by the radio station at 529 Fifth Avenue.
And now, back to Fairbanks Foodies on KFAR Radio.
Fairbanks, welcome back in the studio here with Olivia Dowling. How are you doing, Liv?
Fantastic.
Well, you're putting together a fantastic event that is happening right now. This is a pre-recorded show.
Mm-hmm.
We're recording it on a Tuesday, so we can have a great Saturday, and everyone get downtown today, if not once, twice.
Yeah, the festival goes today, Saturday, June 24th, from noon to midnight.
How do you reach out to them? Do they reach out to you to get 35 to 50 food vendors?
Yeah, so a lot of it is word of mouth. So we have a lot of historic vendors. So when we open up our application, the folks that have vended with us before apply right away pretty much. And then for our new people, we have an open application that opens in April. Mm-hmm. So most of it's through word of mouth right now, but it's extremely competitive because...
Oh, I'm sure.
Yeah, because there's only so many spots that you can have food in the festival grounds with electricity and the proper... clearance for a lot of these people. So it is extremely competitive. And I'm really happy that we were able to admit so many folks this year because of some creative reshuffling.
Yeah, it's, boy.
it's a long list.
It's a long but a very, very good list. And then you have Isaiah there with his beer and bar outlet. He's going to be open.
Yeah.
He's got outdoor seating. So that'll be great.
Yes.
You have the El Dorado
that has
entrances of both 3rd and 4th Avenue.
Yeah.
And he makes great food in there.
And great margaritas.
Yeah.
can't go wrong with
that. No, you cannot. And then you have Soba with both a food truck and a restaurant.
Yeah, they're coming out this year. They're barbecuing out on 3rd Avenue. So the smell, I remember last year when they did this, the smell was so, it led people there by their nose.
Then you have the Creperie.
Yeah,
You know, they have outside dining, too.
Mm-hmm, 100%. And that's a great place to people watch right there because it's like right in the middle of the festival.
And then you have Lavelle's. They have outside dining, too. I'm sure they'll be open Saturday all day and all night long.
Yes, yes.
It keeps going. And the Shaved Ice Sisters.
Yeah, Emily. Another great Fairbanks business. Their frozen drinks and the sour spray that they use on their snow cones is so unique. My fiance is a huge fan of sour food, so he always asks for extra, and I think they really gave him extra last time because it was sour.
I'm going to ask you the toughest question.
I'm ready.
Your last meal on Earth from this group.
That is a toughie.
What would it be?
Is it like an appetizer, main course, dessert
Whatever
thing?
It is. Okay, okay. Where are you going for your last meal on Earth?
For my last meal on Earth at the Midnight Sun Festival, I would do spinach bread for an appetizer because seriously, if you haven't had the spinach bread, that's the place to go.
Mm-hmm.
The main course, that's always tough. But I suppose at first I would stop off at a drink for Soda Jerk. And then I'd head over, maybe it's Corn Diggity Dogs. That pickle stuffed corn dog that I had that one time was a game changer. So last meal forever, I'm going to say Corn Diggity Dogs at the festival. And then to end it off, I think I'd have to go to Dippin' Dots for dessert. You know, there's something so childlike wonder with Dippin' Dots. So that's my final lineup, final answer. Now, what about you?
For my appetizer, I'd go to Corn Diggity Dogs.
Oh, okay.
Then I would go to Frozen Smoke Barbecue.
Oh, yeah.
And get their fresh ground smash burger with some giant nachos.
Ooh, yeah, I forgot about that. The catfish. Oh, so good.
And then for my dessert, I'd have to go to Go Nuts Donuts.
What flavor, though? They have the powdered, the original, the apple cinnamon one?
Apple cinnamon.
Hands down.
Apple
done.
Cinnamon. Gotta go apple cinnamon. But what's gonna happen is I'm gonna see something first that I gotta
go
try.
I know, it's hard, but like the atmosphere and the ambiance of the festival, the right thing calls to you. You know, sometimes you don't know what you need, but maybe it's a taco, maybe it's a shaved ice, maybe it's a macaron. Who knows?
Well, we've only touched the gastronomical portion of what's going on down there. Let's go into the rest of the event.
Yeah, so in addition to the 50 food vendors that we have 100 retail vendors down there. So there's all sorts of folks. There's people...
Tina Faringer and her bikes.
Yeah. The Spin for a Cause is across the way at the ICC parking lot across the river, and that goes from 3 to 7. And then we have the 3-on-3 basketball tournament from noon to 7, which is always super popular.
Yeah.
So grab some of this food and watch it, because that's the perfect place to watch. Goldie's, as we mentioned. And then we have the Kendall Hero Games, which is a really fun event. So every year, Kendall sponsors our First and Lacey stage, and they host the Hero Games, which is where they interact with first responders, military personnel, and they basically ask them to put together a team, and they do a physical competition from 3 to 6. So there's some really great things. They partnered with Northside Athletics this year for that. And then in the courthouse parking lot, we actually, for the first time, are partnering with the Vernon Nash Antique Auto Club.
Mm-hmm.
So there's, I believe there's 70 antique cars that'll be there. I know. I'm super excited about that one.
So you don't even have to eat to go down there and have a great time.
No, you don't. Although I recommend it, because how could you not? But I'm super excited about the Vintage Car Show. That's been a couple years in the making, just logistically. So since I started helping out with the festival, I've always looked at that parking lot and been like, man, that would be the perfect place to have a car show. So I'm super happy that they able to come to fruition this year. And then
tell me about some of your bands.
Oh, the bands. Yeah, there's great ones this year. We have Wasabi Black. We also have the Aerial Silks this year and Cirque Alaska.
Where's Alaska Silks at?
So let's see. Golden Heart Performing Arts is performing from noon to 1:45 at the First and Lazy stage, the same stage that the Hero Games is happening on.
Okay.
And then Cirque Alaska is from 5 to 5:45 at the Second and Noble stage, the Good Cannabis stage. Mm-hmm. That's by Lavelle's Tap House. So in addition to that, we also have Modern Natives on the Design Alaska stage, which is at 2nd and Cushman. Matthew Reed, the Music Medicine Entertainment Group, Ryan Bowers and the Brain Trust, Sourdough Dreams, which is a festival favorite for sure. Those are all on the Design Alaska stage. The Red Hot Hit Machine is on the Kendall Auto stage. Carrie Seward is closing us out from 11 to 11:45 p.m. at the Kendall Auto stage. And then at the Second and Noble stage, we have a lot of really fantastic acts that most of them are music-based, but some are like theater or dance. So on Second and Noble, we're starting off with the Community Jazz Band. Then we have Sevrede Maremba.
The what?
Oh, the tongue twister. The tongue twister.
Okay. Let's not try that again. But
I tried.
Yeah.
And then Happy Trails. The Fairbanks Academy of Children's Theater is from 3 to 3:45. There's a lot of really talented kids in that group.
Amazing. That's great.
And it's their older people. So I think that they're 13 and up for that stage. But there's some seriously talented kiddos there. I don't know if you've been to any of their productions lately, but they have some really great talent, some really passionate kids out there. Cirque Alaska from 5 to 5:45. Cherie Bowman from 6 to 6:45. The Cold Steel Drums, those mm-hmm. are really popular at 7. And one of my personal favorites, Rye, the small-time rap artist, is at 8 to 8:45. He's phenomenal. He's a song about Fairbanks and mm-hmm. how much he takes pride in his hometown.
Great.
Yeah, I love seeing people like that. And then we're closing out the night with Rule 34. The Divine Introspect, and Ayla Ray on that stage. So there's a lot of great acts, and each one's about 45 minutes. And then on the Second and Noble stage, in between each act, Good Cannabis is actually partnering with a bunch of nonprofits in town mm-hmm. to bring them on the stage and talk about what they do in the community. So they're taking their stage sponsorship as an opportunity to highlight other fantastic people in the community.
I always enjoy watching everyone coming in and mm-hmm. set up. I mean, you coordinated choreography
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
down to the T.
Yeah. It is so impressive. Like, I'm especially excited to see the Dance Theater Fairbanks this year at 4. I think that our community has so much talent in it. Like mm-hmm. the Midnight Sun Festival is one of the greatest places to highlight it. And I'm always super excited for the Aerial Silks and anyone that deals with kiddos on the stage, because they remember that forever. It's mm-hmm. just like being in the Golden Days Parade. They always remember that one year I performed at the Midnight Sun Festival, and I just think that is so magical.
Isn't that your favorite thing in the world?
It is. Yeah, honestly, like when I have my cousin who's performing at one of them, shout out to Isabel, and she is so excited to perform at the festival, and she has a great voice, so I think it's phenomenal to be able to present our talent to people.
Liv, thank you so much for being on the show. Yeah, Fairbanks, get down here now.
Yes.
Get down here now. Hope to see you downtown, and you have a great afternoon.
You have been listening to Fairbanks Foodies on 97.5 FM KFAR and 660 AM, also streaming live at kfarradio.com. To listen to this or any past episodes, go to the archive page on the website. Fairbanks Foodies has been brought to you by Bobby's Downtown, Quality Food Sales, Hoodoo Brewery, and the Fairbanks Community Food Bank. Fairbanks Foodies has been a production of Last Frontier Media Active for KFAR Radio.